Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion poll about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. In that case, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I have your age just for statistical purposes?
I don't give out that information.
That is okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your ethnicity or race?
I'm white.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Okay.
All right.
We have the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
50.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Critical Race Theory, or CRT.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
60.
Thank you. Public schools teachers?
70.
Thank you. Public charter schools?
50.
Thank you. Public schools?
50.
Okay. And your local school board?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one.
Yes, it says your local school board.
Oh, your local school board. 50.
Thank you so much. So, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all. So we have the first one. It says, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Thank you. Become more organized and help structure.
Organized in what?
And have a structure.
I don't really know what that means, so I'll say 5.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Okay. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Okay. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
8.
Thank you so much. We're over 50% already. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a little or nothing at all?
A little. Actually, a lot more than a little.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Are mainly about politics. I agree that they are.
Okay. Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
With what?
With that statement, would you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree that CRT is simply playing politics with education?
That CRT is playing politics with education. Disagree.
Strongly disagree?
I'm trying to understand the question. I think it's worded very poorly.
No worries. If you wish, I'm going to rip it myself. No worries. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. So that'll be the statement.
Then I agree.
Agree. Like strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. We're over 70% already. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Like strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
It's too bad there isn't a middle. I guess I have to agree.
Okay. Would you say like somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Like somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose to that. So the first one says, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support that, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to that?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Now, increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum discussions in their school. Do you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support, right?
somewhat support, yes, correct.
Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Tell me the statement again.
Sure. It says protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Strongly support.
Thank you. And adding an ethnic studies unit to K through 12 public schools curriculum? Would you like strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you so much. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support. Again, I wouldn't ask the question that way.
Okay, no problem. Do you want me to repeat the question just to make sure?
No, I just don't think it needs to be a separate curriculum, so that's my issue. It's part of history.
Oh, so. I see. Okay. In that case, do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And, okay, we're almost done, basically. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find this statement?
10.
Thank you. And the second one says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find this statement?
7.
Thank you. And the last statement says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
5.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. So, teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the second says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
Thank you so much. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to someone in your household?
No.
Okay. And is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you so much. So this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and have a great day, sir.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.